220, October 1967, supplement, about a meeting. Ready. The minutes of a meeting will state in the heading the kind of meeting, for example, whether it is a meeting of the directors or an annual or extraordinary general meeting of the shareholders, and the date, time and place of the meeting. In the case of directors' meetings, there will follow the name of the chairman first, followed by the words "in the chair". In respect of general meetings, it is usual to insert the same particulars, followed by words such as "and other shareholders", or probably the exact number of shareholders present may be stated. Officers and others, such as the secretary, auditor and solicitor, who cannot be counted in the quorum and are not present in the sense of forming part of the meeting, are described as in attendance. Then will follow separate minutes dealing with each item of business transacted in the meeting and corresponding with the items on the agenda. Each minute should be numbered consecutively so that it can be indexed. In order that each minute can be readily recognised, it is preferable for it to be preceded in each case by a marginal title. Each minute will describe in the past tense what was done. It must be concise and accurate. If the minute consisted of the passing of a formal resolution, it will record its terms, for example. It was resolved that Mr. A. White be and is hereby appointed secretary of the company on the terms of the draft contract submitted to the meeting. This is accordingly known as a minute of resolution. Most of the business at general meetings is done by the passing of resolutions. At board meetings, only important matters and those matters which it is felt should be dealt with on a formal basis, such as the passing of share transfers, are generally dealt with by resolution. Other business is conducted informally, and the minute will simply narrate what was done and is known as a minute of narration. For example, the minutes of the board meeting held on 27th November 1965 were read, approved and signed. A statement showing at 30th November 1965 credit balances on deposit and current accounts respectively, £21,700 and £2,356.06.10, and a reconciliation statement in respect of the latter were submitted and approved. Minutes of narration will also be found in the minutes of general meetings where the item does not call for a resolution. For example, the secretary read the notice convening the meeting and the auditor's report. Minutes thus consisted of narrations and resolutions, and both may sometimes be found in a single minute where the nature of the item warrants it. Separate books should be kept for directors' meetings and meetings of shareholders. Way slower than 220, I'm afraid. At the top of the minute, I was only at 180. That may surprise you, because it seemed to be a bit of a gabble to me. But there we are.